Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, The Process of Creation, Text 15. Yat Kirtanam, Yat Smarnam, Yat Ikshatam, Yat Vandanam, Yat Shravanam, Yat Arhanam, Lokasya Sadyo Vidunoti Kalmasham Tasmai Subhadra Shravane Se Shravase Namo Namaha Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yat ikshanam. Yat vandanam, yat shravanam, yat arhanam. Lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham. Subhat. Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha Yad Kirtanam Yad Smaranam Yad Ikshanam Yad Vandanam Yad Shravanam Yad Arhanam Lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham. Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. Yad Kirtanam, Yad Smaranam, Yad Ikshanam. Yad Vandanam, Yad Shravanam, Yad Arhanam. Lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham. Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. Yat kirtanam, yat smaranam, yat ikshanam. Tasmai Subhadra Dhammate Namo Namaha Yat Kirtanam Yat Swaranam Yat Ikshanam Vandanam Yat Shravasam Lokasya Sadhya Vidinoti Kalmasham Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha Ikshanam 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 Vaishnavis. Yad Kirtanam Yad Smaranam Tadikshanam Vandanam Yad Shavanam. Tasmai Subhadra Prabhupada Namo Namaha. Ketanam Yat Smaranam Yadikshanam Yat, whose, kirtanam, glorification. Yat, whose, smaranam, remembrances. Yat, whose, ikshanam, audience. Yat, whose, vandanam, prayers. Yat, whose, shravanam, hearing about. Yat, whose, arhanam, worshiping. Lokasya, of all people. Sadhya, forthwith. Vidunoti, specifically cleanses. Kalmasham, effects of sins. I can see. Tasmai, unto him. Subhadra, all auspicious. Shravase, one who is heard. Namaha, my due obeisances. Namaha, again and again. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the all-auspicious Lord Sri Krishna, about whom glorification, remembrances, audience, prayers, hearing, and worship can at once cleanse the effects of all sins of the performer. Purport. The sublime form of religious performance is to free oneself from all reactions of sins is suggested herein by the greatest authority, Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Kirtanam, or glorifying of the Lord, can be performed in many ways, such as remembering, visiting temples to see the deity, offering prayers in front of the Lord, and hearing recitations of Bhagavatam, or hearing recitations of glorification of the Lord as they are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam or in the Bhagavad Gita. Kirtanam can be performed both by singing the glories of the Lord to accompany it with melodious melodious music, and by the recitation of scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. The devotees need not be disappointed in the physical absence of the Lord, though they may think of not being associated with Him. the devotional process of chanting, hearing, remembering, etc., either all or some of them, or even one of them, can give the desired result, can give us the desired result of associating with the Lord by discharging the transcendental loving service of the Lord in the above manner. Even the very sound of the holy name of Lord Krishna or Rama can at once surcharge the atmosphere spiritually. We must know definitely that the Lord is present wherever such pure transcendental service is performed. And thus the performer of offenseless kirtanam has positive association with the Lord. Similarly, remembrance and prayers also can give us the desired result if they are properly done under the expert guidance. One should not concoct forms of devotional service. One may worship the form of the Lord in a temple, or one may impersonally offer the Lord devotional prayers in a mosque or church. One is sure to get free from the reactions of sins, provided one is very careful about not committing sins willingly in expectation of getting free from the reactions of sins by worshiping in the temple or by offering prayers in the church. This mentality of committing sins willfully on the strength of devotional service is called namno balad yasya hi papa buddhi, and it is the greatest offense in the discharge of devotional service. Hearing, therefore, is essential in order to keep oneself strictly on guard against such pitfalls of sins, and in order to give special stress to the hearing process, the Goswami invokes all auspicious fortune in this matter. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshura Nulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this verse reminds me of another verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam in which we also have this word vidunoti, which means to cleanse. And that is Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridyantasto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhrit Satam. So, Srinvatanam means the devotees who are desirous of hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. They want to hear either him speaking directly, or they want to hear things that are spoken about him and his devotees and pastimes and abode and service. So that's Srinvatan Swakata Krishna. devotees should be desirous of hearing these things. Punya Shravanam Kirtanam. It's that process in itself is auspicious, virtuous. Hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if Krishna sees that the devotee is Srinivatam, desiring to hear and learn about him and his service, he becomes very favorably inclined to such devotees. Just like, you know, if we find somebody is interested in us, wants to know about us, our work, what we do, our service, we become inclined towards such a person. So, Srila Prabhupada says, Krishna is like that. When he sees somebody is interested in him, he wants us to go back to Godhead in a much more than we can even imagine. So he's prepared to do something. Priti antishtohiya bhadrani virunoti suhrit satam. Krishna's in the hearts of all living beings. Ishra sarva bhutanam hridesh arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutanam yantarudani mayaya. So he's the controller of everything. Ishvara sarvabhutanam. If we realize even slightly how much Krishna is in control of everything and everyone, we would be astonished and amazed. But at least we can accept it theoretically that Krishna is in control. Hridesh Arjuna Tishti, I'm situated in the hearts of all living entities. So, Krishna's there. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows everything. He knows the sincerity of our desire, what we really want in life. And he reciprocates with those who sincerely want to know what the ultimate truth is. So, Hridi Antishtohi Avadrani. So within, because he's within the heart of each devotee, not just devotees, each person, each soul, what's in a human body, plant body, animal body, demigod body, demon body, Krishna's there. He knows the desire. And he responds accordingly. So, for the sincere devotee who desires to hear about Krishna, Krishna Katha, what Krishna himself is saying or what his pure devotees say about him. If we desire to hear that, then vidunoti, Krishna within the heart, cleanses the inauspicious things of bhadrani, the inauspicious things within the heart that prevent us from performing devotional service in a pure way. So he does that. And that is the whole process of Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. I mean, why are we here? Because somehow or other, we're attracted to the concept of hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada several times mentions in the purport from Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. The whole Krishna consciousness movement is based on that principle. Just come, sit, hear, chant. Ultimately, everything will work out. You know, I was reading one lecture where Srila Prabhupada was saying, that's why I formed this society, just to give people an opportunity to sit and hear. And they're doing it. And it doesn't matter, you know, what they may do in terms of their activity. I mean, there's so many activities going on in the community. But the unifying principle of the whole thing is this desire to hear and learn. So, Chaito Darpana Marjanam, Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, is there to purify the hearts of all the various kinds of living entities. So, and then there are these other processes as well. In, you know, the seventh canto, we read of Prahlad Maharaj. And he's preaching, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. So it's, there are these different processes of devotional service, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshiping, offering prayers, etc. So, and Srila Prabhupada says one should practice all of them, some of them, at least one of them. If the main one that he's indicating is this process of hearing. And after one has heard, one can repeat what one has heard. That's kirtanam, glorifying. After one has heard about the Lord, one can speak about the Lord. You know, Srila Prabhupada is saying in the purport, you know, you can have different kinds of chanting. You can have singing with musical accompaniment. He says that's there. Or you can offer prayer in a church or a mosque. Or, you know, we chant japa, the Hare Krishna mantra on japa. And it's the important thing that he stresses in this purport is that it has to become offenseless. So the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra goes in three stages. There's the offenses stage, the clearing stage, and then there's the pure chanting. So, it's a gradual process, but if one begins the process, if one has some sincere desire, then Krishna within the heart will give direction. Like Krishna within the heart is called the Chaitya Guru, the guru within the heart. And if he sees that a person is a little sincere, you know, Srila Prabhupada said, I was reading in one conversation he was having, he said, Krishna will arrange for such a person to meet a proper teacher, a spiritual master. But the desire has to be sincere. You know, if you have some desire deep within your heart, and Krishna knows what you really desire, if he sees the slightest bit of indication that there's some sincere desire to take up his service, then he'll send a representative. He'll make some arrangement for such a soul to encounter such a pure representative of Krishna. If you desire something else, he'll send you some other type of teacher to fulfill your desires. So, the main realization that I got from this verse and purport is the importance of what we're doing right at this moment, sitting together, hearing and chanting about the Lord. And I just pray that I can remain in the association of devotees somehow or other and continue this process of hearing and develop some hope and faith that Krishna within my heart will remove all the abhidranis that are there. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question?
Goswami invokes auspicious fortune in this manner. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this point?
Shukadeva Goswami is referring to this term here, Subhadra Shravasaya.
I think it is the last sentence in the purport, however he was saying.
No, I know what you said. You said the Goswami invokes all auspicious fortune. So that's referring to the term Subhadra Shravase. I think that's what's being referred to there. All auspicious. So, I think that's what's being referred to there at the end of the last line of the verse in Sanskrit. He's invoking that this is very auspicious, fortunate
this whole process of hearing. It gives all auspiciousness, all good fortune.
Thank you very much, Lord.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.